Jehu, one of the commanders of the Israelite army, was proclaimed king over Israel in place of Joram, son of Ahab. He began his reign by exterminating his master's family and killing all Ahab's kinsmen, closest friends, and leading officials, as God had announced through Elijah the prophet. Ahaziah, king of Judah, and 42 members of his family were also killed because they were related to Ahab. Elijah had warned Ahab of the terrible judgment that was going to fall on his family because of his idolatry. He and Jezebel, his Phoenician wife, had caused the people of Israel to sin by imposing Baal worship on the nation, and had then killed all the prophets and servants of the Lord in the country. So Jehu left no man alive of all Ahab's family. Jehu had also been commissioned to eliminate Baal worship in Israel. Most of the inhabitants of Samaria followed the depraved and vicious customs of Canaanite idolatry, although some Israelites had remained faithful to the Lord, the God of Israel. Jehu decided to use false pretenses to bring all the ministers of Baal together in order to rid the country of them in one day. He called the people and said to them, "Ahab served Baal a little. Jehu will serve him much. Now summon all the prophets, priests, and servants of Baal, because I am going to hold a great sacrifice in his honor. Anyone who fails to come will die." Then he sent word throughout Israel, ordering all the ministers of Baal to come to Samaria for the sacrifice. As they feared for their lives, they all came. Jehu met Jehonadab, a true worshipper of the Lord. Jehonadab belonged to a people called the Rechabites, who maintained a simple desert lifestyle by living in tents so as to avoid the corruption of urban life. Jehu greeted him and said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So Jehonadab got into the chariot and rode along with him. The temple in Samaria, which had been built by Ahab and Jezebel, was crowded with people. Jehu told the keeper of the wardrobe to give everyone a ceremonial robe. So the keeper brought out tunics for all the servants of Baal. Jehu posted 80 men outside the temple with this warning: "If one of you lets any of the men inside escape, it will be your life for his." He went into the temple with Jehonadab and said to the ministers of Baal, "Look around and see that no servants of the Lord are here with you, only Baal worshippers." When they had finished making the sacrifices, Jehu said to the guards and officers, "Go in and kill them all. Let no one escape." The soldiers went into the temple and cut down all the Baal worshippers with the sword. They threw the bodies out, entered the inner shrine, and brought out the sacred stone, which they broke into pieces, and the Asherah pole, which was burnt. Then they tore down the temple, made it into a heap of rubble, and the place was used for refuse. From then on, a new royal family began to reign in Samaria. The dynasty of Omri, Ahab's father, had ruled the country for 46 years. Jehu and his descendants stayed in power for 4 generations. At that time, the people of Israel could have come back to the Lord, as Baalism had been destroyed in the country, but Jehu did not go far enough with his reforms. He allowed the worship of the golden calves to continue in the northern kingdom. He was not careful to keep the law of the Lord with all his heart, and did not turn away from the sin of Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, who had set up the golden calves. These 2 calves were supposed to represent the Lord, the only true God. But the 10 commandments that God had given to the people through Moses expressly condemned the making of any image or representation of the Lord. The 2 golden calves set up by Jeroboam in Bethel and Dan were therefore a disobedience to God's law and a form of idolatry. But Jehu did not remove these 2 statues. He reigned in Samaria for 28 years. Next episode, Athaliah.